You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
It's Troy.
Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm pretty good, pretty good. Yeah.
Should we play things at the wrong speed today or just at the right one? It's up to you. Your choice.
I reckon let's definitely play it at the wrong speed.
Okay,
let's. And then let's play it at the right one. Is somebody texted and said it's remix, breakfast remix?
You know what? I have no problem with records being played at the wrong speed.
Somebody had to call up and like tell me that I was playing it at the wrong speed. But it, like I was vibing it. They said, you know, like it actually still sounds pretty good. Like,
yeah, there you go.
You know, but it's interesting how just that tiny little button can make such a difference to the sound of the music.
Fair enough.
But do people actually, when they like DJ,
yes,
do they sometimes like do that on purpose? They'll like slow it down and then bring it back up.
I think so, yeah.
I reckon if I was ever going to be like a proper DJ, that would probably be like my signature.
Okay, fair enough.
It totally like creates such a different vibe.
Well, John Peel used to frequently play things at the wrong speed by accident,
right?
And not knowing that it was the wrong speed, thinking right. It sounded great,
yeah.
And so it's to such an extent that I think he was going to call his autobiography "Right Place, Right Time, Wrong Speed." But yeah,
awesome.
Right, should we talk about what we've got today?
Yeah, okay, let's do it.
I'm going to start with a question. Right,
sure.
Here's a question: if I said to you, French electronic duo. Whose first single sold 3 million copies, and when they played live, they dressed in costumes which obscured their identity. What would you say?
I'm going to think Daft Punk.
Absolutely,
right?
You'd think Daft yeah. Punk. However, that's not who we're going to talk about.
Cool.
That also applies to a group called from Paris, 1977, called Space Art.
I feel like I'm really going to enjoy this.
I think you might.
Yeah.
And now Space Art was like exactly that description I just gave you, except their names were Dominique Perrier and Roger Rizzatelli.
So we actually, like, do you think that they influenced Daft Punk's?
It's hard to say. I think that that Space Art have had quite a big influence on European and specifically French electronic music.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing they probably did at some point. Although they also had just as much an impact on early electro in the United States and
okay.
even some in the UK. Now, they put out three albums, two in 1977 and one in 1980. Guess what?
What?
They've all been re-released.
Awesome. All of them.
Yeah. So, and not only just those, but also a sort of a remix single.
Have they been released together or separate?
Separate. You buy them separately.
Okay.
They come in like if you buy the first album, you get the first album, and inside the sleeve there is the record and a CD and a poster. And I think that's the same with the other two as
really?
Well. Yeah. And the remix EP is has Prince Thomas doing bringing it up to date on two of the tunes actually,
mm-hmm.
and Psych Magic doing another one.
Cool.
But you know, I didn't want to, like, I think we should, like, investigate Space Art into what they sounded like then without someone else's interpretation. So
yep.
We're going to play something which is old. But also, there's another way you can get it. If you think, I don't know which one of these three albums to get, there's also a compilation, which is only on CD, so you can, like,
right.
test which one you're going to buy. And the compilation is called On Ne Dira Rien. But I've pronounced that incorrectly, but of course that means...
Are each three of them quite different, each album?
Yeah, they... Well, the thing is, I said electronic duo, but basically Dominique, that guy, mm-hmm. he played a whole range of analog synthesizers and different keyboards, and the guy Roger, played drums. So
okay.
That was like on the first album, it was mostly like that. There was very few vocals on the first album. By the second album, there was some vocoder stuff, but it was still sort of related to that sort of 70s art psych rock thing.
Yeah.
By 1980, it had become like way more what we'd identify now as synth pop.
Right, okay, so they really did kind
they
of...
They did progress really
yeah.
rapidly.
Cool.
I think the guy Dominique spent, you know, probably up to from the mid-80s right up till fairly recently was played with Jean-Michel Jarre, who's probably the most famous of French
yeah.
synthesizer artists, musicians.
Brilliant.
Well, here's the thing from the first record. It's not the single. The single that I mentioned that sold 3 million was called Onyx.
Mm-hmm.
But the one we're going to hear is, I've forgotten what one we've chosen. What is it called?
Axius.
Oh, yeah, Axius.
And I feel like it's going to really vibe with the heavy rain outside.
I think it might. Let's try it.
Should we have a listen?
Space Up.
There's a lot happening.
Yes, there is. And there's more happening on that tune than there is on most of the tunes on the first self-titled Space Art album.
Yeah.
Did you like it?
I did like it. Yeah, definitely. I think it's quite intense. Like, you really have to soak it up.
Maybe I should have chosen Onyx.
No, I mean, hey, we can always play that one another time.
I guess so. The other two albums are entitled... my favourite one, my favourite title is called Trip in the Centrehead.
Trip in the Centrehead.
Yeah. And the third album was called Playback.
Playback. Sorry, I'm going to yawn. Not that I'm bored or anything. No, awesome. I think for me, probably, I would potentially be more into maybe the sounds where they use the vocoder, take use of the vocoder. I don't know, I have a really soft spot for vocoder.
Okay, well, then let me recommend that the one you buy is either the second album or possibly the excellent, excellent single, which is out on the remix thing. Which single is it? It's Nous Savon 2.
Right.
That's the one that I think you should get, because that's cool. Like basically, it's sort of built around a vocoded
cool. Awesome.
Loop, yes.
So this is all available at... Southbound, if people want to get it.
Yes, it's in
the... Is it out now, or...?
I believe so, yes.
Brilliant. So it's Space Art.
Space Art.
Space Art, which is a great name.
It is. I can imagine how it sounded at the time. Space Art.
Yeah.
What's the name of your group? Space Art. I don't know.
Jeepers.
Moving right along. Now, you'd be too young to remember this. But,
what?
Yes, but during the 90s, there was a...
I was born in the 90s, Troy.
I know, but you didn't live in Auckland then. So just let me finish.
Okay.
During the 90s, there was a young Auckland chap who played keyboards. His name was Mark de Clive Lowe.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did is he played... It was weird. It was kind of sort of like an electronic jazz house type thing.
Okay.
That he did. He moved to Britain.
Oh, Troy, we've got a caller. Should we?
No, leave it alone.
All right.
Everyone just wants to interrupt me today. Watch me burst into tears.
All right.
So Mark de Clive Lowe, I think he moved to Britain in the early 2000s, but for the last 5 or 6 years he's lived in been based in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And he does a club night there and he collaborates with a lot of people. His last album was entitled Church, which came out a few years ago, which coincidentally is the name of his club night.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. We have something new here. What it is he's done a mixtape, like in the oldest sense possible, a mixtape, but it's on LP, it's on vinyl over there, which we're replaying from. And what he's done is he's taken like a bunch of classic Blue Note things, mixed them together.
How has he mixed them together? Like
electronically?
No, I know that, but like, has he kind of morphed heaps of different songs into
there's generally only one recognizable part at a time,
right.
But what he did was he decided it wouldn't be cool to record a live mixtape, do it all in one take, which is what he did. But then after that he goes, oh, it'd be cool if I could get Nia Andrews singing on over the top of one thing, and maybe I should call up Jay Dilla's brother Illa J and get him to do a rap, and while we're on the subject, why don't I get John Robinson to do a rap, and maybe I'll get Bamboo as well. Oh, and I'll get Pino Palladino, who plays bass for The Who I've worked with in the past, to do something. So these people added parts afterwards, but
Jesus.
What you get is it's kind of fun. It's like classic Blue Note stuff, and I'm thinking most people, even with like a passing familiarity with like the kind of jazz that came out on Blue Note in the 50s and 60s, are going to recognize a lot of these pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Also, people who are familiar with hip hop in the 90s are going to recognize a lot of the pieces used.
There's heaps of stuff.
Yeah. Also, people who liked sort of European jazz house sort of stuff, like Saint-Germain, are going to even recognize bits, or Us Three, who built an entire album on Blue Note samples. You know, so there's a lot of things that are recognisable. I listened through and wrote down every single tune which is on here, and it runs the gamut basically from there's Cannonball Adderley, there's Ellington, Art Blakey, Joe Henderson, quite a lot of Joe Henderson, about 4 or 5 times Joe turns up, Hank Mobley, Herbie Hancock a couple of times, who else is on there, even like one horn line from John Coltrane from the Blue Train album.
Jeepers.
But yeah, it's really fun. It's really cool. So it's kind of hard to, without playing the entire thing, to like explain it. Yes, some of it sounds like a Jazzmatazz that came out, you know, Guru's Jazzmatazz series that came out in the early 90s. Some of it sounds like a tourist era Saint-Germain, that's sort of on side two. It like flows through quite naturally.
Cool.
Goes from hip hop beats to sort of more.
Yeah, that's kind of what
beats.
I was wondering. What was the what's the flow like?
It's really great.
Yeah.
The only thing that I would go about is I don't need to hear Pee Wee Marquette again. he was the announcer at the at the Birdland Club, and his opening speech from the Art Blakey's Jazz Messengers Birdland albums has been used so many times. Mad Lib has used it on his Shades of Blue. It's been, but that just might be me.
Okay. Should we have a little listen?
Yeah, the part we're going to hear, I think if we've set it up right, we'll sort of like jump in round about the time of Joe Henderson's Black, and it'll take us through Cannonball Adderley's Autumn Leaves, at least the part with Miles playing trumpet on it, Kenny Dorham's Bashir's Dream, and maybe we can get some of John Robinson's rap over Mode for Joe by Joe Henderson. How's that?
Sounds good. I'm just going to...
There we go. Mark de Clive Lowe, Blue Note Remixed is what it's called.
Awesome.
and gentlemen, for those of you who might have just come in, the reason for all these microphones is that we're recording live for Blue Note Records. So, you know, we just go ahead and do our regular thing. Although you will be hearing a lot of new material, so keep this in mind. We are recording. And things like, all the things that we already have out can't be asking us to play because it wouldn't make too much sense. He said, I think you'll dig most of the things that we planned. And we'll try to slide in something now and then anyway. Right, dude?
Exclusive Blue Note mixtape. Mark the Clive Low. Yo. JR. Let's move.
I mean, we could just keep on going and going and listening to that.
We could. That is an excerpt from side one of Mark de Clive Lowe, hashtag Blue Note Remixed Volume 1. And I already said all the stuff you could hear in there, but there was something else that I didn't mention, did I?
No, you didn't. Who is it? Can you tell me again? I half heard you say half didn't. Oh, right. I remember what it was now. Mark de Clive Lowe was playing... Was it Mark de Clive Lowe that was playing
it? Yeah, it was Mark playing keys over top of that part that where it
really
just comes
worked.
Out of Autumn Leaves.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Really nice.
So, yeah, this is a really cool release. It's it's a mixtape, but it's been put out on vinyl with a sort of a bootleg Blue Note sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I could tell you what that sleeve was, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
But, of course, it's Mark's face in there instead of the original artist. But it's fantastic.
It's awesome. So people can get this done at Southbound if they want it.
Yes.
Brilliant.
I think it's a limited release. We've got a few, but, I assume that it's not something which is going to stick around forever.
Which is great, because that means that people are loving it.
Well, is Paul going to come and get it? Is he? Is
Paul
it what
said
Paul
he's checked it on. Checked this onto the to-buy list, thanks.
Good.
Awesome.
Good,
so good, hopefully good. Other people as well will kind of try and rush in and grab it. This is Mark de Clive Lowe, Blue Note Remixed Volume 1.
I think it says hashtag at the beginning.
It does, but I'm not going
to. Okay, you don't
I don't
have
associate
to.
With hashtags.
Oh, don't you? Are you too good for them?
No, I don't know.
That's all right. So next week, next Friday, it's kind of the mini vague record store day, in that it's Black Friday, which happens every November, where there's...
And this happens at Southbound?
Wait. Yes, we're getting some stuff. Yeah.
Cool.
It's probably an eighth or a tenth of what's... Or not even that. It's limited releases, but it's on a way, way, way smaller scale.
Mm.
So next Friday... Worldwide, there's a bunch of limited releases of different things, and we've got a few.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite as easy to get hold of, so we don't have like every single thing that's being released for Black Friday, but some of the things.
Okay.
I could even tell you what some of the things are that I know we're getting, shall I?
So how are you, can you just explain this to me, how are you sourcing these records? Wait, do you just have them in your store, or...
We just invent them.
Jeepers, Troy, I'm trying to understand. Okay, so Black Friday.
So what happens is you have like the companies who are like for example, what we're going to hear is pressed by a company called Get On Down.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll offer it to a supplier who we deal with, and we get it from a supplier. It's much the same as every kind of supply chain in retail.
Yeah, but I was wondering how it was related to Black Friday.
Because these things are only released for that day.
Right, okay.
Right, so there'll be like on, you know, next Friday, a couple of things you might be able to get is Sun Ra and his orchestra.
Oh, cool.
At Intermediate Arts, April 1991, 3 LP set.
Jeepers.
Which hasn't been out before, I don't think. What's something that hasn't been out on vinyl is James Brown's Funky People Volume 3.
Cool.
And that's released for Black Friday. There's also re-releases like Isaac Hayes and the Barkays together doing Do Your Thing.
Cool.
And a bunch of other things, including what we're going to hear now.
Which is
a record originally released in 1989. It was the second album by a group called the Jungle Brothers,
mm-hmm.
Called Done by Forces of Nature. It's out on Black Friday. It's out next Friday in an edition of 1,200 only. They're pressing 1,200 records only. That's it.
That's
on
it.
Two LPs. Now,
and how many have you guys got?
I don't know.
Hmm.
Not 1,200.
No.
I don't really know. This LP is kind of... Well, let me just like rewind a bit to 1989, to what was sort of happening then. The Jungle Brothers had like made kind of their own coalition called the Native Tongues Coalition,
mm-hmm.
and included in that were some up-and-coming young groups called A Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, an up-and-coming rapper from New York called Queen Latifah.
Woo!
A rapper from London called Moni Love. Anyway, this was kind of the Native Tongues Coalition, and the Jungle Brothers were sort of at the head of it at the time. You know, they were subsequently overtaken in popularity. But let me tell you something else about 1989. This is before... this is when hip-hop was still wide open. There was still possibilities, endless possibilities. You know, Squares hadn't become involved, so... It wasn't, You know, there wasn't the rules. This is how it has to sound. Mm. This is that. It was like way open.
Mm.
And on the Jungle Brothers' first record, you even heard some house sort of rhythms. By this one, you know, there's some upbeat sort of dance rhythms. There's, you know, Afro beat. There's funk.
Cool.
But it was also way before that there was like, you know, the sort of dunderhead distinction between, oh, that is gangster rapping, that is positive conscious rapping. You know,
right.
You know when people like make up these stupid labels and it just diminishes everything.
Yeah.
The Jungle Brothers shared with Dayla and Tribe Called Quest was a sort of an exuberance and an approachability in their songs and their rapping. It didn't mean they were non-political, because they were political. There's songs about on this record about the media's depiction of Africans and African Americans, knowing where your roots, where you come from, all of that kind of stuff. But this record, this is a tremendous album. Jungle Brothers, Africa Baby Bam, and Mike G. It's just the two of them. They were the rappers. They produced everything.
Cool.
Mike G's uncle was what was his name? Cool DJ Red Alert, I think his name was. He appears on the record.
What?
But what we're going to do
cool
is
Cool DJ Red Alert.
Cool with a K.
Love it. There Even better.
I think what we'll play from Done by Forces of Nature was the Posse Cut.
Mm.
Now, if at the time of 3 Feet High and Rising, which just
I played that a couple of days ago.
The album?
Mm.
The whole album on the radio?
Not the whole one, but I played bits from it, yeah.
Well, that record came out just before their second album by the Jungle Brothers, and there was a tune on there called Buddy, which was the posse cut on that, in that, you know, Jungle Brothers are on there.
Cool.
Q-Tip from Tribe Called Quest are on there. So basically, this tune, what's it called?
This tune is called Doing Our Dang.
Oh, I just wanted you to say that. Doing Our Own Dang is basically all the Native Tongues Coalition are on there. All
cool.
the ones I mentioned, Latifah, Moni Love, Q-Tip, Dayla, and the Jungle Brothers. And this is a great tune from the album Done by the Forces of Nature, originally out in 1989, out in a double LP thing for Black Friday next week.
Ciao. Thanks, Troy.
Thank you.
Yeah. The one they call Baby Huey, the one that gets all the buddy,
all the money.
Yeah, that's right.
A fat funky fruit with a whole lot of tang, a little something called doing our own thing, breaking the beat, others wish they broke. Baseline so dope that you just might choke. Don't bite on something that you can't chew, and don't trail behind when I'm coming through. Front in the field that you really can't feel, cause you're trying to feel what's on my reel to reel.
A tree is growing, can't you see what I see? A ripe new fruit to boot. We count to 10 before we pass the coots. Now that's family, equipped with the brothers and the sisters and the sisters and the brothers and all the others with the funky flares, the bugged out hairs. It's the life of Riley. I'm really ready, gazing at the Gallifield rap. The cool June bugs, the wicks, the wax. Praise the rhythms for what it be, and praise the Lord for the JBs.
Cut your hand and the blood is red instead of sellout green. This is not music for an R&B mind. This is flower intertwined with a vine.
In other words, this is raw.
You see what I mean, or see what Grandpa Bam saw? The funk we transmit is unstable. One condition, if I am able to say.
Yes, you may.
Well, hey, let's get on with it. Vocal confetti is thrown, sometimes spit it out the vents of hecklers and fans. Either which way, they all hop on the band. The band, the band. Here comes the band, a tribe of fingers all on one hand. Me, myself, and I is dark. Moni Love, the mouthpiece is now yours to spark.
Sister Moni, the only one here who missed the plane back to London. Resided with my brothers and I learned a lot from them. About the groove, how to be smooth and plain funky. And sometimes right it's kind of funky, but it's cool. For we are beyond the stereotype. Coordination crazy, but still it sounds hype. Rocking off and on beat, and I do believe I'm right.
You're right.
Am I wrong?
Yes. Yeah,
don't be mad, be glad I missed the plane. I'm staying with my brothers, Jungle Soul, and the tribe I'm staying. Funky, funky rhymes that always stay in swing. I believe we're doing our own thing.
Said
trends, all the trends. From soul to soul on to loose ends. A&R men sign groups like him.
Cause that's where the money's at, honey.
Yeah. The industry's filled with copycats. R&B mixed with sloppy raps. Tribes like us always open doors. But what for? So you can get yours? You ain't into it, all you want is popping. So I ask you please to stop it. Leave me alone, get off my bone. Cause I'm doing my own.
A new seed, a new breed, a new menu to feed the greed. A new pair of boots for a new piece of butt. Sweet daddy, are you there?
Jamie B is on the cut.
Spinning back for a rap that's laid back. Ready to kick back, those give no slack. I may rock a rhyme or may start the same, but still, I'm doing my own thing.
In comes the mood of Jungle and Daisies. Play the same and let the vibes raise me. All hold hands and let's walk about. Form a circle and talk about. Don't follow the path that we're stepping. Truth to the soul's what I'm cramming. Reasons for this is the family strong, and like Bob Marley said, seeing's believing, so see and believe, and let the groove of the new proceed. A whole bunch of love, peace, signs, and fun. So let's do what's got to be done, you know.
Loving it. Such a feel-good sound.
Forgot to say that, get that guitar sample there. It's the Commodores. I like what you do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sick. Thank you so much, Troy.
Thank you.
From the Crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T White Spikes. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.